With your connection to agriculture, I'm Tuana Guza. Steve Van Lannen with American Foods Group was on the PDPW Dairy Signal, and he gives insight on the beef processing outlook.
Here's the U.S. cattle inventory. This is from an advisor we use, Sterling Marketing, John DeLivka out in Vail, Oregon. He has a good handle on the ranching and Western and in the beef industry. This is total inventory. This is all of the beef cattle in the United States. And as you can see, January USDA's data in 2023 there was just under 90 million head of cattle of all types. Sterling's projection in 2024 was to be about 87 million, down about 2.3%, and continuing to decline. We've not seen, and we'll talk more about this, we've not seen the expansion in the beef cow herd that we'd hoped for some time. And so that's going to continue to drive those total numbers down. And if you look at that, I mean, you've probably read things as well. We're probably one of the lowest inventories in history, by bumping back to 1951. So that's the driver of meat price, right? So here's the beef cow inventory. This does not include dairy cows. Doesn't include the cattle on feed right now. And you can really see this one goes back to 1990, but the cattle cycles that we go through. And, there's several factors to expansion and contraction in the beef cow inventory. Some folks say, well, demand changes. I don't put much faith in meat demand driving much. You know, we consume everything we produce either here or abroad. So really, what happens is like we're seeing now, it's always supply driven. If there's oversupply, obviously, meat consumption goes up because we have more in the marketplace.
And that's your connection to agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.